secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. The father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land. King of the jungle.
Here I am, Dougie, king of the jungle.
Oh!
All right. Yeah. Who sounds better, me or this? Oh!
Down, cheetah.
God help us all.
That's what my Latin teacher said to me when I was in the eighth grade. I was a cheetah.
God help us all.
But I got caught cheating on a test.
You did?
Never, you don't cheat. Never,
I know, I don't cheat, but
why?
I did that.
Because too much of a geek to
Latin.
Cheat.
Well, this is how geeky I was. I had the answers. This is how stupid I was. I had the answers written on my hands, on my arms, and I had a sheet in my shirt pocket. And I remember this guy's name. His name was Dolan.
Dolan.
F.X. Dolan was his name. Francis Xavier Dolan.
You probably gave yourself up. You were so nervous, you were probably sweating bullets, weren't you?
Well, I was looking around at everybody because I am not any good at this. From when I was the young, my father could always tell when I did something wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I just have never been able to hide things particularly well. So anyway, in this particular instance, I just was horrible at Latin. Didn't like it, didn't want anything to do with it, even though it's turned out to be a very helpful tool in understanding our language, the Romance languages in general, French and Spanish.
Well, and just speaking English with your pigs, too, on the farm.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't have any pigs on the farm, but yes, it did come in Latin. When I did have them as a younger person, yes, speaking pig Latin was helpful, especially with Maud, who was the biggest and fattest of the old pigs.
Right.
Maud understood everything I was saying in pig Latin.
And Ixnay on the off play.
But her response was always the same. She always just said,
so she'll understand that?
Each other.
That's the way the pig sounds. Yeah, that's the way that pig sounded anyway.
And you would know.
Thank you. I was about to say something on my own behalf, but I decided
that's
not
why
to.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Yeah, very helpful.
Leave that to me.
Yeah, 10 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. This is beyond good day, in fact, where all of us have some stories. I have, at this moment in time, a mysterious hole in the ground, which has occurred in Louisiana. You may or may not have seen the story.
The sinkhole. It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story. This is a 400-foot deep sinkhole, which has swallowed up all the trees in the area. There has been a mandatory evacuation order for about 150 people who live there because they're worried not only that the hole will get bigger, but radiation, radon coming out of the ground, explosions because gas lines and electric lines and all that stuff. It's in Assumption Parish, Louisiana, which is south of Baton Rouge and north of New Orleans. It's in the middle of a heavily wooded area. And it basically, again, has taken all of the cypress trees, everything around it, roads, fences, just into the hole.
Hmm.
Authorities telling people in these homes they had to get out. They didn't have a choice. They had to. But as is always the case, even when the police say you must leave, people have said, up yours, I'm staying. So they have. So they didn't force people out. And now they're trying to figure out. They brought in experts from all over the place to figure this out. Now, one of the clues may be there is a nearby salt cavern, which is owned by Texas Brine, which is, a lot of people think all the salt comes from the Great Salt Lake. No. It comes from underground. It's a mineral. Salt is a mineral. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. It comes from Morton's, too.
Yes, Morton is a great purveyor. Reminds me, I was in a, wasn't I talking to somebody yesterday about where food comes from? And this guy was, he was trying to engage me because he knew my feelings. And I was in a hurry and I couldn't stay. But the essence of it was, he was teasing all of us who are farmers by suggesting that he's taught his children where food actually comes from, those nicely done plastic bags They're in the sewer. That's where food comes from.
Yep.
And
that's right.
Yep. The stork drops them.
Right.
You're trapping out babies.
Right. Working part-time. The stork only works 3 days a week on that job, 4 days a week on the other job.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so that brings us around. I mean, it's an interesting story in the sense that Louisiana is a state. All of those Gulf states that are on the panhandle, if you go inland about 100 miles, in Florida it's most of the state. There's no substance. There's nothing under
just sand.
The soil. And so there's nothing to hold anything up. And the more water that there is that penetrates into these areas, the more problem there's going to be over the years as the sea rises a little bit. If you ever take a ride across the Tamiami Trail from Miami to Tampa, it's amazing going through the swamps, because that's really what you're going through. That's true. They call it Alligator Alley for obvious reasons, but they're basically, you're going through 140 miles of swamp. And there's nothing, you see, first of all, it's so flat. I don't know, Heather, you grew up around here, so you know over in Wayland and Sudbury, there's the National Wildlife Refuge, which seems so weird in Massachusetts because the topography you would think.
Right, it's very different.
Invites some of this, but it's basically a swamp. And there is a problem with the roads that go around the swamp because they're always sinking. There isn't a year that goes by, you don't find a roadway that's collapsed, and it's because the water that's underneath just erodes whatever is there, unless it's solid. If it's rock, then it's not going to erode it. But if there's anything that can be compromised, like gravel or clay or any of the things, and that's what this whole panhandle is. It's just mush. So there's nothing to hold any of it. I'm surprised this hasn't happened more regularly, frankly, more frequently.
I'm surprised
there's nothing there.
Beacon Hill hasn't sunk. I mean, that's a landfill. It wasn't actual
Back Bay. No, about Beacon Hill. Back Bay is a landfill. If you go down to...
I thought the hill was.
No, not the hill. But if you're down the hill all along the Charles River, Commonwealth Avenue, Beacon Street, Marlborough Street, all those things out to Fenway Park, and pretty much, let's see, what is that, east of there.
Well, look at New York, the Jets playing the Meadowlands.
Yeah, that's just a landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... And so was the place where the world... Where the 1964...
The World Fair.
World Fair was. Thank you.
Yeah, when you take the train up from Washington to New York, that last half hour going into New York,
landfill.
You're riding through the middle of a swamp.
Yeah, right. Yep. And so anyway, the point is that in these times when we think everything stays the same, these sinkholes or anything like this reminds us of how the Earth continues to change and will continue to change. And the most foolish of all investments, if you're going to keep them, even thinking in terms of 25, 30, 40 years, is land that's close to a wash, close to the ocean, where there is nothing underneath it. Now, in terms of where I am, let's say in Santa Monica, on that side of the hill, there is... And it's very pronounced. You can see if you drive down the Pacific Coast Highway, from where you first start, immediately upon starting the Pacific Coast Highway, Santa Monica, Pacific Palisades, into Malibu, and up even into towards Santa Barbara, there are these cliffs, and they are not. There is dirt on them, but behind them is molten rock, and you see that more if you go through. Like to from Malibu over what's on the other side, Jennifer?
Like Topanga and Woodland Hills area.
Yeah, Woodland Hills. But there's the other begins with
Calabasas.
The C. Catholic House. Thank you, Calabasas. So you go through there, you see the rock formation. So the water's not going to come. Nothing's going to go any further than that. But if you're right on the beach, like Malibu, all that stuff's going to be gone, and much of it in our lifetime, probably. And yet people...
It already falls because we had fires there. So,
right.
I mean, Malibu always deals with that stuff.
A cheap house there is $4 million. But people love to be...
I'll take two.
Yeah, right.
And you know only 13% of the population of Malibu are there the whole year?
Live there. Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Here, there,
that's vacation property, yep.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, so that's a story. I got off on that tangent a bit, but it's something, it's food for thought. Basically because of how unstable we all want to sort of anchor ourselves into something that we think we can count on. You can count on nothing except yourself. Make sure that you keep yourself focused, in shape, with a good attitude. And I have learned, especially in the last couple of years, when perhaps economic realities come collapsing down around you, you can let it ruin your life. You can let it you worry about this, that, and everything. It doesn't make a difference. It isn't going to change what the reality is. You keep working toward fixing it.
Figure a way to roll with it.
And that can apply to your health and well-being as well. I continue to talk about the opportunities with the DougStephanTeam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach was talking with us earlier, Richie. I'm sorry you missed that because it may have been one of the most informative conversations. This guy lectures all
he's
around.
He's very good.
Yeah, he really
he's
is.
He's so interesting.
Yeah, but he quickly this morning got into, because he's a veterinarian, and the premise of a lot of what he does is focused on minerals and how it is that we all need these. And this is what sort of brought me around to it, thinking about the salt area in Texas and how important salt is, but yet we overdo it because salt is one of the many minerals. And many people think it's the only mineral, but it isn't. It's one of 90 different things, and of the 90 essential nutrients that you need to have to keep yourself from getting sick, about 46 or 49 of them are minerals. The rest are amino acids, and there's vitamins and all that other stuff there. But what he said, Rich, was that the best way to take this, most of us who do supplements, and I'm included in that, take the capsule. And that's not the best way because your body has to work harder.
Yeah, he's big into the liquid form, right?
If you take it in liquid form, right, it goes right into your system immediately. The body doesn't have to work at absorbing it. It is absorbing as it goes through. And these are very important, essential nutrients. So I might invite you to check them out by going to DougStephanTeam.com, which you can connect to at DougStephan.com. It's very prominent there. Or if it's easier for you to call toll-free, 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Or go to DougStephanTeam.com for a way to keep yourself healthy for your entire life.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Have you guys figured out the pecking order today? It's Jennifer, Heather, and Rich. Who's going first with our Beyond Good Day pitch? Heather's giving a blank look.
Oh,
so.
No, I didn't know if that was the order, Jennifer,
no,
Rich.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, we'll arm wrestle.
21 after on Good Day.
Blood wrestle.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been and always will be mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Puerto Rico today, Richie, and hey, who else can we say hello to? The folks we were just talking about, the folks
probably laying on the beach enjoying themselves,
Louisiana. Let's see here, Tyler City near Oklahoma City. How do you do, folks in where are we here? How about New Jersey? Hello, around the country in Louisville. How do you do? How do we do? Well, let's find out how Jennifer is doing. Jennifer has her Beyond Good Day story, Food for Thought.
Food for Thought. Okay, so here's my little story for you guys. And we've been talking about this throughout the day today. We have to go back to Ocho Cinco. Chad Johnson, wife Evelyn Lozado.
Who headbutted his wife the other day and lost his job with the Miami Dolphins.
Right, so that's actually my question to you. If you didn't hear the story earlier, Chad and Evelyn got into this big fight. He allegedly headbutted her, leaving her with a 3-inch gash across her forehead. She ran to a neighbor's house, God help. He was arrested, kept in jail, then they released him, and then the Miami Dolphins fired him. Now, he says he didn't actually headbutt her, that she was the one that was so angry with him that she headbutted him.
Yeah.
Now, the question for you guys is, no matter what happens, he hasn't been convicted yet. Do you think the Miami Dolphins were right for firing him right away on just these charges of domestic violence without waiting to see what the outcome was?
No. I think it should have been suspension while he was under investigation.
See, I have a problem with guilty before proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, this is a horrible, horrible thing if he did it. But when you get fired from your job for being charged with a crime that you have not been proven guilty of yet, and sometimes, and maybe this is the case in this one, I don't know the facts well enough, it's pretty evident, but you still have not been proven guilty in a court of law. I have a problem with
you. I believe he probably did it because he is a football player. He knows how to headbutt people.
And he's crazy.
Usually the headbutter is the one that doesn't have the injury. So,
right.
You know, I kind of do think that he did it. And I think he's a jerk for even getting into a heated altercation where this could even go down. But when I talked to people yesterday, everybody was saying, yeah, I agree. The Dolphins should just let him go. Zero tolerance. He's a jerk anyway. You should just be let go if it's not for this.
Let's fire him because he's a jerk.
Wow.
How many football players are going to lose their job?
And that's part of
anybody
my
playing in the NFL.
I agree with them that he is a jerk, and I, you know, just to finish my thought, and then Rich, you go ahead, but, you know, I don't think he should have been fired yet. He could have been suspended, he could have been put on suspension and then fired, but definitely, I don't know, and I was attacked by a woman yesterday for saying that. That's why I bring
that
up. Okay.
Right, and that's the problem, is everybody's guilty, right away, guilty. I mean, we have media law now,
news media
courts.
Yep.
The news media is the courts now, and I agree with Jennifer, you should be proven guilty before any ramification. But this is a private company. They're allowed to do what they want. And if they think that, you know, and quite honestly, I think they were looking for any reason to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah, they could have been looking for an excuse.
Yeah. All right. So, and I think this was it.
You think it is?
Chiming in on this one?
Well,
I'm curious.
I just said, I think if you are going to toss all the players in the NFL who are jerks and reprobates, there aren't going to be many people I'll be playing for the NFL. Who's left? Whatever happened to the dog guy? Michael was Vick.
He still
was
playing.
There, right?
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
He went back. See, that's what I'm telling you.
He's doing well.
Did he get rehabbed by going to jail? Was
he
that
got
the appropriate?
And actually, the Humane Society, the National Humane Society, is actually teaming up with him and is a big fan of him now.
Really?
He's basically come full circle, worked with them so well.
So, okay, so he
has the best PR people on the planet to rebuild his PR.
But our guy, our pet guy, Warren Eckstein, much thinks he should be sitting in the electric chair every
day. Right, exactly right. Yeah. And the electric chair should be full of dog poop. As he
said. Oh, on the way out.
That would smell nice.
Right. Why does dog poop always smell that bad?
Especially when you fry it.
Meat. 28 after on Good Day.
Vic style.
Tonight on NBC, America's best and brightest performers are back.
America's Got Talent is a beacon of hope.
I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
I believe in myself and this is my time to shine.
When they hit that note and that audience starts to roar, you just watch somebody blossom.
Dreams brought them here.
Stunning.
But only their talent can take them to the end.
This is where it really gets intense.
Tonight, America's Got Talent returns live, only on NBC.
You couldn't ask for more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%. APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, ZoneAlarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that ZoneAlarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Down the highway of life we go. And one of the people who's helped me a lot in my life and has become one of the one of my great friends, a great inspiration in lots of different ways, Uri Geller, who joins us every week at this time. A couple of people emailed after you were on last week, and I don't know what there was about we. The drift that we have going is pretty much, I don't say all the same, but we focus on service and success and helping people become the best they can be, develop their talent, their ability to serve, et cetera, et cetera. And what might your combination be? This person knows that you are an Israeli by birth.
Yep.
And knows of the controversy that surrounds the Palestinians and the Israelis and the Syrians and the Iranian attempts to blow Israel off the face of the map, all of that stuff. So this person, his name is Tom Wall. He asked to ask you whether or not peace was overrated. And I don't know what he meant by that. Don't we all want world peace? I mean, I can't imagine anyone who thinks, who's a realist anyway, who thinks the world would be better off in more turmoil than it is now, because there certainly is plenty of turmoil, and the strife that's in the Middle East is probably the best example of the turmoil that is most... think about the rest of the world. There really isn't much turmoil anyplace. There's some in Africa, but when you look, there are disagreements countries have, the Russians and the Americans, but we don't have the turmoil that there is in the Middle East.
It's not only turmoil, but it's unpredictable.
Right.
We don't know what the outcome...
So, here's the question that this fellow poses. Is the key to getting something positive out of conflict that both sides need and genuinely want to resolve a conflict?
When you say conflict, how can you derive something positive out of
peace? I don't understand it either. I don't get war. We talk about war to bring peace. I never really understood that.
I don't think that works.
Let me chuck my philosophy at you, Ari, and you bounce it off and let you see what you think.
You've got to negotiate. You've got to sit around the table. But then, sometimes the people you're dealing with are extremists, and they won't let negotiations work. They want to grab that Kalashnikov and shoot. The most scary situation now in the Middle East is the way the Iranians are proceeding towards their target or their goal to create those nuclear bombs. And that is really scary and unpredictable. You don't know what will happen. When you have a leader of a country saying that they want to wipe another nation off the map, then you just don't know whether, when they will have the capability, whether a person like that will give the green light to press the red button. And God forbid, if that happens, then you're talking about not only the Middle East, but you're talking, gosh, I would say the whole of Europe is in danger, because these missiles are so sophisticated today. They can fly 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles, 3,000 miles with nuclear warheads on them. And that, I believe, is the crux, that's the core of what's happening there. Iran funneling monies, channeling arms into the hands of terrorists. And as you can see what's going on in Syria, probably in Lebanon, in Egypt, all the junta, the military was sacked, what, just 48 hours ago? Mm-hmm. There are new generals put in place. We don't know where this is going to flare. And I don't understand the stance of the Obama administration, because all I hear in the last two and a half years is sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. But hey, did anyone stop the Iranians from proceeding and building those nuclear weapons? No. And that is just, you know, it's an Armageddon type of a situation that might occur there.
Mm-hmm. I guess we know whoever he's voting for if he's an American. All right, but then...
Hold on, I want to throw my life philosophy out of Uri when it comes to this. Uri, it's my belief that if everything were perfect and serene and just total happy bliss all over the planet, that you wouldn't appreciate it. That we need bad things and bad people and bad circumstances in order to truly appreciate it. It's like when you're a kid and your dad makes you buy your first car with your own hard-earned money so that you take care of that car. It's like when you go to the movies, there's got to be a bad guy for the good guy for you to feel good. If this world were totally wiped out of everything bad and evil, do you think people would appreciate it?
I think so, although you brought up the word happiness. You know, don't search for perfect happiness. Happiness is perfection itself. Talking about money and material success, you know, material success does not lead the way to happiness. Happiness can make even familiar acts seem beautiful. Well, happiness is a state of peace of mind. I always sign my emails with a signature, and I say, be positive, believe in yourself. I send you peace of mind. If I think, this is my theory, obviously my philosophy, if all the world, all the countries, all the states on this planet will achieve a world peace situation, then there will be happiness, more productivity, more knowledge will be injected into our minds, positive knowledge. Yes, I don't believe that there should be wars in order to gain peace or happiness. Don't you agree with me, Doug?
I actually do agree with you. I think that one thing, though, that sort of ties this together from your perspective is our understanding of how you work continues to grow. The reason that Uri is successful is because he understands how your mind works. And what is coming out of the work that you do, as people understand what you do, is, I mean, some people think you're a hoax and that this is fiction and yada, yada, yada. But if you look at some of the new consumer electronics that are available, the idea of moving objects with the power of your mind, The idea of, for example, Uri will in an audience grab everybody's watches, or you bring in a coffee pot that doesn't work or something like that.
Yeah.
And the practical side of it is everybody count to three and say, work.
And, Doug, look, linking the mind to the aspect that we're speaking about, war, you know, a wise man never needs a weapon. The mind is mightier than the fist. And that has been proven for not decades and not centuries, but throughout thousands of years. And wisdom is so essential to have and to understand that with wisdom we can sit down and negotiate, because the mind, like you said, can produce that tangible energy that makes things happen. I demonstrate it rather in a trivial manner when I bend a spoon, or when I say to a broken clock or a broken watch, 1, 2, 3, work. As a matter of fact, we can demonstrate it right now. All our listeners, wherever you are in the United States, quickly go and get a broken watch or a broken clock. And all together, in about a minute and a half from now, we will those broken timepieces to come alive. And I guarantee you, Doug, that you will get emails from our listeners that some of them have experienced the phenomenon of a broken watch starting to tick.
Absolutely. I've experienced it in your presence.
Excuse me?
I've experienced it in your presence.
Yeah, and let's give it another, let's give everyone or all our, you know, listeners 30 seconds to get their broken timepieces to the radio set. Obviously, if you're driving a car, don't take your eyes off the road. But if you have a broken component in the car, focus on it when I tell you to. And, you know, if anything unusual happens, if your watch or a clock or a broken item will start ticking or working, let Doug know. Email him, or I don't know how you get your message.
No, Doug at DougStevin.com, or following us on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, here we go. Here's a little demonstration that I've been doing for decades, and it's really not my energy. It's everyone's energy out there. I'm just acting as a catalyst, as a trigger, as an enabler. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. I want you all to hold your broken watches, wind them up. Although they're broken, wind them up quickly. And when I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to shout out the word work. I know it sounds comical or humorous or silly or strange or weird or bizarre, but do it. You have nothing to lose. Here we go. One, let's do it three times. 1, 2, 3.
Work!
Work!
Come on, Doug, I want to hear you all.
Yeah, that's in unison.
2, 3.
Work! Work!
And the last time, 1, 2, 3.
Work!
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 Now, everyone at home, if you did try this little experiment, it's fun and it's lighthearted, but it is also shocking because it does work to many of you. Look at the faces of your watches. If your second hand started ticking, let Doug know. If you don't have a second hand, lift the watch or the clock to your ear and listen. Is it ticking? If it's ticking, let Doug know. Don't be disappointed if nothing happened to you, because this doesn't happen to everyone. That does not happen all the time. But if something unusual happened, if your watch did start, let us know. Okay, Doug?
Don't you think that if you have the skeptical minds who get an energy out in front that is negative will not see? When Johnny Carson had you on and it didn't work, it didn't work because he really didn't want it to work. He was, for whatever the reason, it worked. I mean, there's so many other circumstances in which this stuff works.
Well, you have to believe in it when you do it. And some skeptics just scoff at it and think, oh, well, it starts to work because you shake the watch or you warm the oil in it. But I look at it percentage-wise. When I do a television show or a radio show, if, say, 100 people call in to report that the watch has started, I discount 50% of them probably are just making it up or lying. But then you have another 50%, and you have to look at that carefully. Let's take another 25% off that 50% of people who did shake their watch or the oil did warm up and it started ticking. But then you're always left with that genuine 25% of real phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what made me a believer.
That's a pretty strong number. Even though it isn't 100%, 25% is a pretty strong number.
No doubt that you'll get a few emails from people around the country saying, my watch, my God, my watch did not work, and it started.
Yeah. Ari, have you ever seen anybody who have the ability to, you know, when I was a kid, I used to take an M&M or a penny and put it on a table in a totally quiet house and stare at that penny and want it to move just a little bit with my mind. Have you ever been able to or seen anybody who can do that?
I've seen people move objects with the power of the mind. Sometimes I was myself skeptical. I thought, well, maybe I'm being tricked and it's an illusion or it's a magic trick. But I've seen enough in my life to believe that psychokinesis does exist. And I urge you all to see the Stanford Research Institute tests I've done for at that time for the American Defense Department. It's on my website. And you will see me trying to levitate 1 gram weight under a bell jar. It's quite amazing what the results were. So, yes, I definitely believe that mind power exists, energy exists, energy is tangible, and you can send energy to sources of material and make them move or dematerialize or materialize.
No question about it. UriGeller.com, UriGeller. Follow the fascinating thoughts and ideas and work of Uri Geller at UriGeller.com. Talk to you again next week, Uri. Thank you.
Bye. Love to.
As Americans, I think most of us feel a great sense of pride and respect for the people who have served to protect our freedom over the years. It is important, very important, that we, all of us, each of us, do what we can to support the veterans once they return home. You've heard me talk about this a lot, frankly, because I'm very keyed into making sure that those who have served get what they deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services and programs that are not just for veterans who have gotten the Purple Heart, but all veterans, wherever they are. Some of the programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, education programs, job training, medical care. They all in this organization work at identifying and helping homeless veterans. So if you have a car that you don't need any longer, here's a perfect way to use it to help a lot of people. Donate your car to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It'll help provide funding for a lot of these exceptional veterans programs that they work behind. All the donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. If you want more information on how to donate your car, call 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, you can also go to Military Order Purple Heart, MOPHSF.org.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Okay, for those of you who are gamblers, Wednesday's Powerball drawing is over $300 million.
Can you buy me a ticket, please? Because we don't have it in L.A.
You know what the deal is? Skip this one and buy the next day.
Really?
Yeah, when it's back down to like $10 or $20 million.
Oh, I want the big guy. Come on.
You're on good day. No.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina.
so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Obesity epidemic. There is some good news, and there's some news that's rather distressing. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. If you were somehow under the impression that obesity wasn't a national problem, well, we have some information for you that should serve as quite a wake-up call. For the first time, the Centers for Disease Control report that every state in the nation has an obesity rate of over 20%. Dr. Wendy Miller is with Michigan's William Beaumont Hospital. She says we need public health initiatives to combat this national problem. Initiatives, she says, that will make it easier to opt for healthier choices.
Fast food and unhealthy foods are the easier route to go rather than the healthy foods that unfortunately are the harder route to go.
And why is healthy the harder way to go? Well, Dr. Miller says healthy foods like fresh produce and whole grains are more expensive and have a shorter shelf life than cheaper processed foods. And of course, many of us simply think the bad stuff tastes good, and it may be more than just a hard habit to break.
There's research indicating that, you know, high sugar, high fat, and salty foods actually trigger certain neurochemicals to be released in our brain that are, you know, similar neurochemicals to even, for example, drug addictions.
As for the state-by-state breakdown, the most obese states in the country, all with obesity levels of over 30%, include, in alphabetical order, Alabama, Arkansas, Michigan, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia. We did mention there is some good news to report on this front. It appears efforts to reduce child obesity through school food laws are effective. A new study showing children who live in states that have rules governing which foods can be sold in schools gain fewer pounds than those who live in other states. That study can be found in the journal Pediatrics. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow down 39 points, closing at 13,169. S&P fell 2 points. NASDAQ up by two. Oil prices dipped 14 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.73. We have an automotive recall in the news. In this case, it's a recall of police cruisers. If you're at the wheel right now, your heart probably just skipped a beat and you looked in the rearview mirror. We apologize. It was us with the sound effect. Back to the recall. More than 38,000 Chevy Impala police cruisers being recalled by GM. The reason? A part in the front suspension can fracture and cause a crash. GM says the recall affects police cars only from 2008 to 2012 model years. They say they don't know of any crashes or injuries, and they're urging police departments across the country to call their dealers to schedule repairs. As for Impalas sold to the general public from those model years, GM says those cars have different parts and are not affected. Couple of closing notes as we go to your local state or county fair. Ah, yes, the rides, the music, the food that oozes. First, a county fair in Ohio late last week. An alligator trainer was attempting to show the audience how quickly gators react once they detect something inside their jaws. You know where we're going here. Daniel Beck, the trainer, found his arm inside the jaws of a gator. The gator chomped down and his arm was stuck in there. Beck's partner rushed in to help and was somehow able to pry the gator's mouth open after 21 seconds. Beck said he was lucky. No nerve or muscle damage to his arm. He wound up with just a couple of stitches. From Ohio, we go to Springfield, Illinois. The Illinois State Fair, where one of the most popular events each year is the annual hog calling contest. Chris Carr took home the top prize. All right, Chris, let us have it.
Beep, beep.
And for that winning hog call, Chris took home the first prize of, are you ready for this, $250. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.